of the Lost. And its discoverer, the well-known storyteller, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Brother Billy and me. You've all heard me tell about that wondrous kingdom at the bottom of the sea, where all lost things find their way, where fishes talk, and where the world is bathed in a shimmering green light. It was Red Lantern who took us there. Red Lantern, the wisest fish in the ocean. But we made other friends, too, among the deep sea denizens. One of them was Kid Squid, the big prize-fighting octopus. He didn't like Earth people at first. But when we got to know each other, he was sorry he'd been our enemy. Well, one day, down in the land of the lost, Red Lantern stopped in front of a building on the great wet way.
Well, Tadpoles, I'm afraid you'll have to twiddle your fins here for a little while. I've got to dig up some statistics in the Hall of Wrecks and Records.
Well, that's all right, Red Lantern.
Oh, hi there, Isabel and Billy.
Hey, look, it's Kid Squid the Octopus.
Why, yeah. But who's that sad-looking fish he has with him?
Drenched, if I know. Unless it's young Mike Pike.
Mike Pike?
Ambitious youngster, but he has a terrible thin inferiority complex because he's not a big shot.
Greetings, folks.
Oh, hello, Mr. Squid.
Mike, I want you should meet these Earth friends of mine, Isabel and Billy.
How do you do?
Glad to know you, Mike.
Well, that's more than most people are.
Oh, I'm sure that's not so.
Yes, it is. I guess you don't know how unpopular I am. They call me Lonesome Mike. I'm just a water pike. No one ever takes a swim with me. Every little fish thinks I'm a most peculiar dish. Here I am without a soul for company. So while my teardrops fall, I get the well-known stall. No one gives me any sympathy. Just because I'm Pike, I'm lonesome, lonesome Mike.
Oh, barnacles, Mike, stop being sorry for yourself. You got me for company, ain't you?
Yeah, but...
And I'm going to watch you demonstrate your new invention like you asked, ain't I?
Invention, eh?
Yeah.
I wondered what that contraption was that you're carrying.
It's a pair of detachable wings, Red Lantern.
Oh?
Golly, you mean Mike's going to try to fly on those wings?
Sure. We're on our way to test them out at the flying field, right? Come with us.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I'm on the hook today, kid. Official business.
No, that's good.
Oh, swell.
And then we better trickle
along.
Yeah, okay, come on.
Come on, Red Lantern.
Happy landing, small fry.
Good ziggity, where is the flying field, Mike?
Oh, where do you think? Up on the surface.
Huh?
Where the surf is.
Yeah, right overhead. Put up your arms, kids. It's time to rise.
Billy, doesn't Mr. Squid look funny? With all eight of his feelers pointing straight up.
That's the stuff. Here we are on the surface.
Jiminy Christmas. I'll say this is a waviation field. Just look at those flying fish all soaring overhead.
And almost touching the waves when they dip down.
Right. Listen, they're signaling to each other.
Men, command no widget to flight squadron. Cut your motors and come in for a landing.
Squadron leader, defend commander. Will do.
Oh, baby, is that neat? They're circling the field in formation.
And singing as they fly.
sun.
With a dip and a roll, oh, it's fun to fly solo.
Exceptional fellers.
All flying with propellers.
So up we go, the fish go down under, are gaping with wonder. A mighty low, down we go.
Right, now it's time to go home.
We've all got to head for the foam.
But we'll pull on a thriller, a real killer, killer. We're up again we go.
Look, Billy, here come three of the flying fish with Finn Commander Widget.
Oh, morning, Squid Old Kiss.
Likewise, Commander. Well, here's the guy who wants to fly.
An Earth boy, eh?
Oh, not me, sir. Mike Pike here.
Eh? Not that fellow.
That wall-eyed Pike wants to be a waviator.
Give him a chance, you guys.
Oh, sure. Take him over to the sprayway, boys, and show him how to warm up.
Yes, sir.
Golly, I hope you ain't riding for a fall. I'm getting kind of nervous.
Oh, keep your feelers on, kid. He can't get hurt. Probably won't be able to get off the water.
But he's got his wings on. He's starting.
My golly, he's going to take off from that big wave that's coming along.
Where's my megaphone?
From here?
Quite a swim, pal. You're not thinking of chasing after that gull, are you?
Why not? We've got to rescue poor Mike. We've got to. If you and the other waviators will just...
Billy. No fish in his right mind would risk going near that flock of feathered pirates. Not even a flying fish.
But Billy and I aren't fish.
Yeah, and this old octopalooka can take care of himself.
Whoopi, you mean you'll come with us, kid?
What do you think I am? The jellyfish? Just show me where this boy rock is at. I helped Mike get into this mess, and I'll get him out if I have to tie my eight arms into bull knots. Come on.
Bird Rock.
Picking up like a big gray fortress out of the water.
Dude, listen to that cackling. Beep, beep. They sure ain't got no canaries on there.
They've got about everything else. The whole far end of the rock is alive with birds. Hundreds of them.
Yeah. Say, let's mosey over to the near end and wriggle up quiet-like so we can see what's going on.
All right, Mr. Gulls and terns and pelicans and gannets.
Hey, it sounds like they're having a family squabble.
I tell you, there won't be enough for everybody. He's not big enough to go around. There has to be the terns.
Oh, Billy, they're talking about mine.
We have a talking to Henry. Please, you birds, please. Won't you listen to me a minute?
Hey, kid, that's Mike's voice. He's alive.
No.
Oh,
and you'll hear from King Feingold.
No, brother. No. That's Kid Squid, the octopus.
Now what?
He's got no business here.
Help! Save me, Mr. Squid.
Mr. Finn's up, Mike.
Oh, no, you don't, octopus.
Listen, you birds. You can't get away with this. Mike Blake is a denizen of the land of the lost.
And why did he stay there?
Mr. Conrad,
couldn't
we make an exception just this once? My friend and I have a warm feeling for the land of the lost.
Billy, haven't we seen that bird before somewhere? The fat one.
It sure looks familiar. And so do those two with him.
Don't you recognize us, Isabel and Billy? I'm the puffin.
Yes, and I'm the dodo bird.
Holy Moses! You're the birds we met on the Lost Island a couple of years ago.
That's right.
Second verse. A man-o-war bird and a whopper.
Sorry about the noise, but
come here.
Please, Mr. Spread Eagle, we're friends of Red Lanterns from the Land of the Lost.
That seagull there flew off with one of the denizens.
Yeah, that's right, and we came after him, see? He's just a young flipper, and...
Gaskell, have you forgotten that fish hunting is forbidden in the waters of the Land of the Lost?
Yes, but that pike wasn't in the water, sir. He was flying in the air.
Flying? Is that true, Octopus?
Well, you see,
you have no right to demand his release.
But I...
A fish out of water is fair game for roving seabirds by maritime law.
Oh, but Mr. Spready...
I rule the roost on this rock just as my forefathers did before me. Unless the majority of my subjects wish to surrender their rightful prey, he remains their property. All those in favor of keeping him, answer aye. Contrary?
No.
No.
No. 1,000 times no.
Puffin, I fear you are outvoted.
Jiminy, everything is gummed up.
Is this the fish in question here in the pool?
That's him.
A scrawny morsel to be scrapping over. His wings are bigger than his body. Still, he may do for an appetite.
Please, Mr. Spread Eagle, let me go.
All right. It's your own fault that you were caught.
But I didn't know.
A flying pike. Why didn't you stay in the water where you belong?
But because it looked so free and wonderful up in the air. Oh, gee, Mr. Spread Eagle, you don't know how it feels to be stuck down below and see other folks flying around the sunshine.
Who doesn't know? Haven't I been grounded here on this barren rock for years? Ever since my wing was broken in a storm.
Broken?
Haven't I stood on this very spot and watched my fellow birds swooping and circling through the blue air, coasting where they will on the salt breeze, while I am left helpless and alone? I, a man-o-war bird with the greatest wingspread in the seven seas. I can never fly again.
Gosh, tough luck.
It's broken his arm, Dilly.
We tried to help him, did everything we could, but the only doctor we could find was a quack.
Enough! I don't want your cackling sympathy. Let's get this dinner of ours over with.
On with the first course!
Please, let go, Mr. Spread Eagle, help!
Enough, I say. I refuse to interfere.
Even if I help you to fly again?
Help me to. What's that?
I can do it. I know I can. I can fix that wing of yours as good as new.
If you'll promise not to eat me.
You?
These wings are mine. They're detachable. I make them myself.
What is it? Detachable wings?
Yeah, they're strong as anything. Only the left one came loose while I was flying, and that's why I couldn't get away from the seagull.
So that's what happened.
Yeah, but the right wing works fine. Here, just let me hitch it under your dang flapper and you'll flee.
That's right. The mechanical wing would act as a support.
No,
trick or no trick, I'll try anything that might give me a lift.
Attaboy, Mr. Spread Eagle.
But remember, if the experiment fails, dinner will proceed as planned.
Okay, Mr. Spread Eagle.
What have I got to lose? Here, help me put it on him, will you, Billy?
Sure.
One strap goes over and one goes under.
Like this?
Yeah, good and tight. That's it.
Ah, feel snug enough. But how do I work the gadget?
Oh, you don't have to do nothing. It's automatic. Just take off like you naturally would.
Clear the runway, everybody. Give him room.
Oh, Mr. Squid, what if it doesn't work? Mr. Spread Eagle's such a big bird.
So look out. He's coming.
He's rising. He's off.
Seven time each week on this program, and I want all you newcomers to listen carefully to hear how you can be a winner. If you've lost something, no matter what it is, why you want it back. Of course, we can't return the actual treasures, but we will send the nearest possible duplicate of whatever you've lost to the Pollywogs. That means any of you listeners who, in the opinion of our judges, write the most unusual letters.
And here's a tip. Before you hear the names of this week's winners, grab a pencil, write quick, so you can write down the address I'll give you later of where to send those letters and how to get your Land of the Lost book. Now, the winners.
First prize winner is Linda LaValle, who will receive a beautiful blue and gold fountain pen and pencil. Linda is secretary of a Land of the Lost club in Willimantic, Massachusetts.
Second, duplicate awards of sturdy pocket knives go to Donald LaRue of Ogdensburg, New York, and Paul Smith of Akron, Ohio.
Third, Ruth Henninger of Salt Lake City, Utah, wins a sterling silver bracelet with a magic red lantern charm. Joanne Chiz of Jersey City, New Jersey, who has written many times, says she will always believe in our motto, never say lost. Joanne wins a beautiful white and gold rosary. To Georgiana Warner of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, goes a smart silver barrette. And to Richard Howard of San Francisco, California, a handsome wallet of Morocco leather.
Fourth, the fine letter of Scout Marjorie Eloise Vance of Akron, Ohio, wins for her a Girl Scout whistle. And Joanne Lloyd of New York City, who listened to the crowd of friends and neighbors last week, receives a duplicate copy of a treasured lost book.
Fifth, Barrett L. Gilchrist of Quincy, Massachusetts, gets a fine baseball. To Mary Lou Chiknoski of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, goes a set of beautiful cutouts with costumes for spring, summer, fall and winter. Mary Lou is leader of a Land of the Lost club called the Swings.
Sixth, 12-year-old Buddy Newman of Swampscott, Massachusetts, wins a Monopoly set. Billy Illing of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, gets a toy bus, and a lovely ring set with a beautiful blue stone is on the way to Alice Evans of Yelmington, New Hampshire.
Seventh, Mary Ellen Cunningham of Forest Hills, Long Island, wins a ring, too. Mary Ellen's ring is a sterling silver carved band to replace the only piece of jewelry she ever had and lost. And here's the grand prize winner of all, the Pollywog who sent in the most interesting letter of all those received. It came from Betsy Fusco, leader of a Land of the Lost club in the Bronx, New York. Betsy will soon be the happy owner of a lovely necklace of pearls. Congratulations, all you winners, and to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost. And remember how many thousands of you begged me to write a Land of the Lost book with pictures of the fish folk you love? Well, I wrote that book, and you Pollywogs ordered so many copies that the first edition, a bestseller, which was sold out, was the biggest edition of any children's book published in 1945. But another edition came off the press yesterday. So all of you who didn't get books can get them now for yourselves or to give for Christmas presents.
And this is good news. You can now order as many copies as you like. So get busy and make up your Land of the Lost Christmas list. This is a present the whole family can enjoy. Of course, you can buy Land of the Lost books at bookstores all over the country. But the only way you can get a Red Lantern badge with your book is by ordering it through this program. That's because the badge is a present to you from Isabel Manning Hewson. To get your book and badge, send $2 in cash, check, or money order to the Land of the Lost in care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York 18. I'll repeat the address. Send your orders and $2 for Land of the Lost books, along with your letters about treasures you've lost, to the Land of the Lost in care of the Mutual Broadcasting System, Box 222, Times Square Station, New York 18. And be with us this time next week when Old Mother Mitten brings alarming news from the home of lost gloves. Isabel and Billy get their fingers in the pie as usual, and Red Lantern comes to grips with a gauntlet. Join us next week, same time, same station, when Isabel Manning Hewson takes you again to the Land of the Lost.